How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi.
We're both wearing black hoodies.
I know, like little gay monks.
I love it. It's very dressed down. Someone said to me the other day, do you ever see Tom not in a suit?
Shh, don't break the thing.
Okay. I said just his birthday suit. Is that okay?
Just his birthday suit.
He's either in a suit or completely nude.
Yeah. That's the way of it. But the thing is, like doing the garden and stuff, like sometimes I do pop on a tweed suit, but actually I find with being in the garden, I just like run out there whenever I can. So
nude it is.
So it's usually nude. I run straight out of the shower into the garden.
You're at one with the flowers.
I'm at one, you know. Suze, how have you been? Did you have a nice bank holiday weekend?
Yes, I did. Saw some fam, hung out, was on Virgin.
Your friend of
mine, Virgin Radio Clang, so were you there.
Virgin Radio Clang, that would be a good substation for them.
That's what they should call Virgin Radio Pride.
Pitch it to them.
Great, I'll call them right now. I've got
to
go. Goodbye.
They'll love it.
But yeah, how have you been? How's your week been?
Oh, it's been good, thanks. I was in Wolverhampton.
You couldn't remember them, could you? No, I could.
I was just thinking, we stayed in Chester. Where? And I was travelling down from Chester at one point. But I was in Rhyl, which was lovely.
It's real good.
Really lovely time. Very nice fish and chips at the Town Fryer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them. What did you have?
Just fish and chips.
Did they have a gherkin?
We didn't have a gherkin.
Oh, no, why not?
Didn't have that available.
Oh, that is so gutting.
And didn't have lemon wedge either.
Did you ask for a glass of champagne? Because you know that's what you're meant to eat it with.
Well, you know that's my favourite birthday meal.
Tom, I've had it with you.
You know, indeed. So, but they didn't have a wine list there.
Was it not a licence?
Maybe that was their situation. But the fish was great. The chips were great. And a lovely buttered bap.
Very nice.
It was actually.
Buttered bap. Great drag name.
On Virgin Radio on Sunday, somebody wrote in to talk about how they were doing something with their fluffy curtains. And I said, fluffy curtains would be a good drag name.
Yeah, that is good. Fluffy curtains. What was going on with that?
People writing about what they're doing on their interiors of their houses rather than their persons. And, and they... Oh, Suze, are you okay? Oh, no.
I've still got this cough.
Oh, hon.
I've still got this. Apparently, it's a 100-day cough.
What day are you on?
I guess around 50.
For a very specifically named cough, it doesn't have an initial start date, very clear.
No, it doesn't. It's not like you get it on the 4th or anything. No, I keep coughing, but Alice says that...
Weakness. Might be weakness.
What, like personal?
Yeah.
Like with my mind?
Yes, maybe. Yeah, that's a nice
Alice says that I'm really dramatic when I cough. She said, it's not when you cough, it's the breaths that you take in between your coughing fits that she finds overdramatic.
Oh, Alice.
And tends to really laugh at me.
How dare anybody that knows us call us dramatic?
I know, that's the thing. You chose this life. What do you want? You knew the deal when we met.
We are known to be, well, we are dramatic people. No question.
Yeah.
No question.
I did my Lambda exams as a child. Of course I'm dramatic.
Of course, Lambda gold. We should wear those medals more. And there she goes. Oh, dear.
Coughing again, sorry.
Coughing
what would we
again,
say,
little,
Tom?
Little
There's
Dorrit.
Blood in the hanky.
you'll be dead in the next scene.
Yeah, we should wear those medals more.
We should be proud of them.
Just like we're in the army.
Yeah, you're in the army now.
Oh, do you know what? Mm. I was very interested. Sorry, we're going back to the Chelsea Flower Show. Ever so sorry for anyone that didn't enjoy that chat last week.
I wasn't aware anybody did.
But I was very interested in the Chelsea pensioners.
Okay. Oh, as in asking them out or as in...
No, I'm not going to date a Chelsea pensioner.
Wow, have you heard? Susie's going to be part of it.
He's called Ron and he's 74.
Got his own place. Got his own place at Chelsea.
But I didn't know how that all worked. For our listeners overseas, they might not even be aware of what a Chelsea pensioner is.
True. They might not. You want
ex-military.
Mm-hmm.
And they wear these long red coats.
Yeah.
Is that kind of it?
Yeah. And they live in the place called the Royal Hospital in Chelsea, and it's in their garden that the Chelsea Flower Show happens.
But, you know, anyone, as long as you've done military service, obviously, you can't just rock up there and be like, babes, can I come?
Yeah, my scouting days won't count for anything.
Absolutely not. You can't turn up with your Lambda medals.
No, I've got medals.
And go.
Officer. Yeah.
I saw Active Fire. It was just in Macbeth.
I did see Active Service.
That's the word, Active Service.
I think that apparently it's one day. You just have to have served one full day in the military.
Is that all?
Apparently.
Wow. But then you just...
Or the millinery. No.
But isn't that for people with hats?
Hats. Yeah, no, it's not hats. Don't get...
That's where they wear the big long hats.
Yes,
you know, like
right.
Outside the palace.
Oh, yes.
Active millinery.
Yes. That's active millinery. Or some people at the Chelsea Flower Show were wearing active millinery, I would say.
I would say so.
Mm.
But yeah, I found it very interesting. You give them your military pension and you can live there for free forever.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Because I asked someone, because I bought a hat in the shop.
Oh, there you go, active millinery.
I needed a straw hat.
Please. Who doesn't? What sort of straw hat is it?
Well, it's got corks hanging from it. Is that okay?
You have got that auntie in Australia. But is it like my Panama, that sort of thing?
Yes, it is just like your Panama.
Oh, lovely. Panamas are very practical.
Well, because I thought about buying one and I saw like a stall in the Chelsea Flower Show.
Lovely.
And I would say it exceeded my budget somewhat. In that they were like, I'd put on a hat and they were like, that looks great. And then they were like, it's £300. And I thought,
wow,
that is a lot of money for a hat that I'm going to wear today and then wear a bit over the summer maybe and then probably like shove into a bag.
Yeah.
And so anyway, as I was leaving... The Chelsea pensioners have their own shop.
Oh.
So I went and bought a hat from there. $18.99. That's more on my street.
Yes. I didn't see that shop. I would have gone there.
And then got chatting to the man. The man.
The man.
The man. And he told me all about it. He said that he's lived there for about 6 months.
Wow.
But if Chelsea pensioners go out in Chelsea in their red jackets, everyone buys them drinks, don't they? They never pay for a beer, apparently.
So, but they never pay for it. But you have a nice life.
Yeah.
Ways, you know, yeah. And you get 3 square meals a day, don't you?
Why do they have to be square? Not circular plates.
Well, and you know what? There was a time when we tried out square plates in my family, but I don't think my dad wouldn't stand for it.
He wouldn't budge.
He would not budge on this. We went back to round almost immediately. And squares just became more for display purposes.
Sure.
Mm.
Are you displaying any plates? Do you have any commemorative plates? Because that'd be nice.
Oh, I'd like some commemorative plates. No, I'd never buy those ones, like for the Queen Mum or something.
I'm sure there's like loads of really funny gay guys that have like a collection of royal family cups when people come over.
Oh, I'm sure I know them as well. Well, I went to my local charity shop and bought a lovely decanter the other day. A nice
Clang.
Little one. Clang. Declanged her.
What's it for? Like
I'm
for
not
scotch
sure.
or something?
No, I would say it's too diminutive for that. It might be for port or maybe for sherry, maybe.
Diminutive as in, when you say diminutive, do you mean sort of...
Little.
Little.
What were you
I don't know if you meant sort of feminine, like port's more of a feminine drink.
Oh.
Are we? But is that mad to sort of slightly gender drinks?
I mean...
Am I going to get in trouble for gendering a drink?
How dare you gender those drinks? I think they're both quite... Oh, I don't know. They're both... Sherry is always associated with people's, like, nan at Christmas,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But I like a sherry.
Oh, me too. But like then I drink like a nan. I don't mind Shinzano.
Love that.
I love a shandy. The other day, Maisie Adam bought me a shandy and she said, the only people that I buy shandy for is you and my nan.
Oh, that's nice. Why do you like a shandy? Because you don't like the taste of beer or you don't like too much booze?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Okay.
A shandy's sweeter. And also, yeah. Tom, you know me, I can't drink a lot.
Right. What? I didn't know that.
I don't know. I can't. I get drunk quite quickly.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, did you not know that?
Let's explain a lot.
Look, I couldn't drink like loads of beer. Firstly, it would make me feel vile.
Yeah, for sure.
It's more that I worry about being drunk. Oh my God, we've got to anxiety. How long have we been doing this? 10 minutes. Great. I can't bear the next day fear.
I understand.
So I try to limit the amount of booze that I'm having, but I still like to have booze because I do like how it makes me feel kind of jolly.
Yeah.
Well, any more questions about my drinking habits?
No,
what, are you my doctor?
No questions at all. I think beer, for me, I can't have more than one pint. Otherwise, I just feel a bit like...
Do you have a pint?
Only if I'm in a certain setting. For example, a microbrewery or a old pub in the countryside. Then I'd like... And I like an ale. I quite like an ale.
What, like a Bishop's Finger?
Yes, and an ale. And... Oh, that mitre really gets in the way. But but I quite like it then. I found it quite nice. But I don't like it if it's too, fizzy. I don't like those ones. But some people like those.
Yeah. You're right. You know.
What's to be done?
Right. What's to be done? Should we have some listener emails?
Oh, yes.
What were you saying about the Pope?
Oh, well, apparently the Pope has...
Just from Bishop's Finger to the Pope.
I mean, a classic segue. The Pope has apparently used derogatory language, and he said the church already has too much of an air of frocciagine, which...
And what does that mean?
Well, I looked it up. I think it means like sort of faggotry. And I sort of thought, well, you know, he's not wrong. Like he's not wrong, is he?
Like pageantry, but gay.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, there are quite a lot of gays in it, I think.
And in the church or in the Vatican?
Well, I dare say both, but maybe not openly, I suppose.
Oh, but I wouldn't have thought so. Certainly not in the Vat.
Not in the Vatican. And you know, as you know, with all the ceremony and everything, it is, well, I can relate.
Yeah. Do you think in a previous life you might have been some sort of priest?
I think inevitably I would have been like a sort of high priest. I probably would have been the Pope, actually. No, I think about it.
Friar John?
Or Friar John, yes. Or Friar Tuck.
Oh, Friar Tuck, of course. Him too. Mm.
Friar Tuck would be a great drag fish and chip shop, wouldn't it?
That's very good. I like that enormously. Mm.
Oh, well, we can have that. Oh, now, of course, my anxiety creeps in. Have I been too mean? Have I offended people by saying the F word? We can say it, can't we? Because it's at us.
What, Friar?
Yes.
Well, it's difficult, isn't it? Because, you and I worry consistently about what we say and about representation within the queer community and if we're getting things right and if we're getting things wrong. I don't know. I think that there would be... queers listening who would say, no, have ownership of a word. And
have ownership, yeah.
You can say what you like and, you know, you're not using the word with malice.
True, yeah, true. And I mean, it was said by, I mean, not to, and I'm not making fun of anyone's faith either, but I think it's a, you know, it's not a bad thing.
What's not? The gay pageantry
of it, the pageantry of it, the high ceremony of it could be described as a little bit, you know,
I don't know. Camp.
A little bit camp, let's say. And it's not like it's done anyone a disservice. You know.
Tom, I don't think anyone's going to be surprised to hear that there are parts of the Catholic Church that are a bit camp. Mm-mm. I love you dearly, but I don't think that you've stumbled upon that and you're the first person to say it.
That's true, isn't it? That's true.
And I mean that with love.
I should say the priests are closeted priests because I didn't think they could be out.
Sure. Sure.
I should say.
Closeted. Gosh. Are you okay?
I don't know anymore.
I think it's fine.
I think it's fine, isn't it? It's fine, Suze, it's fine.
See, people are just getting our inner workings these days. Once upon a time, we would have called each other after a podcast and said, do you think I can say that? Is it okay for me to say that?
That's the after show for this podcast, really.
Mm. What, like the bit on the side?
Yes, exactly. But also, like, let's not neglect to explain to the listener how you used a question mark and an exclamation mark at the same time by accident.
Oh, we haven't spoken about that.
And then you sent me several messages afterwards to say sorry. Because we were deciding on the time for recording and you said, whatever, Tom, question mark. But then I think you hit the exclamation mark as well.
Well, I did, but then I felt like I knew that you were busy and I didn't want you to think that I was going like, Tom, come on, can you answer? I'm waiting here.
I would never think that.
Well, Tom, come on, can you answer? And so then I apologised, and then I apologised for apologising. Sorry. It was so on brand like-minded friends. It was unbelievable.
It was like the whole podcast encapsulated in three...
three messages. Quick, successive text messages from me apologising for my neediness.
It was perfect. So I thought we'd share that with all our listeners, you know.
With all our four listeners.
Yes, both of them. Thank you.
Should we have some emails?
No, I'd like an email. An electronic mail. Hi, besties. Will from Manchester here. Big fan of the pod. Currently making my way through from the beginning on episode 88 at the moment, so plenty of hours to clock yet. I recently watched a roast battle compilation on YouTube and was living for your roasts of each other, especially Susie's. Your suit's made of better material than you have. Iconic. My question is, it was very funny. My question is, if you had to come up with a roast for each other right now, what would it be? Love the pod, hoping to get to see you both on tour when you're back in Manny. It's Manchester. Also, can I get a quick shout out for my boyfriend, Rich? I assume it's his name and not just his financial status. As it's his birthday on Sunday the 26th of May, and he's abandoned me to go to the F1 in Monaco for it. F1 gay.
F1 gay.
Bye. Will kiss.
A roast for me, Tom?
It's quite early in the day for this.
Yeah.
I was going to say your hoodies, because you're supposed to be like really horrible, aren't you?
Should we just say our favourite roast is a beef?
Oh, that's nice. Toby Carvery, thanks.
My friend Gabby loves a Toby Carvery.
What I'll say about the Toby Carvery is I just want them to be a little bit more on it with the gravy station in terms of wiping down that hot plate.
Them to be a bit more on it with how good the potatoes are.
Oh, they can be a bit, I've had hard experiences.
I bet you have. Mm. Right.
Toby Carvery.
Happy birthday, Rich.
Happy birthday, Rich. Someone the other day was telling me about how...
Oh, God, where's this going?
Oh, no, it's not my story to tell.
No, go on.
It's another comic story to tell.
Okay.
All I'll say is Pizza Express... But no, Pizza Hut. Back
well,
in the day.
Well, they prefer Pizza Hut.
Well, no, Pizza Hut was apparently a place to pick people up.
Well, like for cruising.
Place. Yeah. Pizza Hut. Before they had the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Do you think it's because it's so close to heaven? I don't mean metaphorically, I mean the club.
Although if you do, I mean, a lot of processed food can lead to that. But I don't know, I think it was all over the country, or this particular one, I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
If you've got experience, let us know.
Please do. Should we have another message?
I'd like it.
So, hey Susie, hey Tom. Hope you're both doing fab. After years of listening to every episode of the pod, I finally saw you both in person on Saturday at the St. Christopher's Show in Bromley.
Oh.
So felt compelled to write with my appreciation and general ramblings. Firstly, Tom, thank you so much for hosting an amazing evening. And for Susie for smashing her set. Clang. My mum is the manager of St. Christopher's charity shop in West Wickham.
Oh.
So as a treat, we took... three of her amazing volunteers to the show, ladies in their 80s and 90s, and they loved every minute. Oh, I do worry about how much I swore now.
No, ladies in their 80s and 90s like it.
Yeah, they love swearing, don't they?
They love it. Don't worry.
I also wanted to pull out a few bits from your set that connected so much with me, it was weird. Firstly, Susie, don't worry, I won't ask about the ins and outs of becoming a parent, but I am now doing it alone. At 34, I'm now looking to make a fresh start in Brighton or Hove. So maybe I'll see you in the same area.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll see you in the sea. That sounded creepy.
Oh.
Your dad also reminded me so much of our late granddad, who, when my brother came out, all he said was, none of my business, who he does his business with. I'll always love him. That's very sweet.
Oh, that's very nice. And could be a line from The Apprentice.
It Tom, I don't think I ever laughed so much as when you said about growing up gay in Bromley and having a magician phase as a child. I am the proud sister of a gay Bromley boy, as I now call him. And between the ages of 7 and 9, he used to go to Hayes Boot Fair every weekend when it was on and sit in the back of a man's van in his 50s who would show him magic tricks. It sounds so weird now, but we promise it was very innocent. He just loved magic so much. I still can't believe that every man in the front row was a builder, typical Bromley. I could go on forever, but I just wanted to say a huge thank you to you both for the evening. Mum and I have had a tough couple of years, and it was so nice to spend an evening with her next to me, hearing her laughing non-stop. Thank you so much for the podcast too. Honestly, it feels like I have two extra friends with me every week. This is such a comfort. Sorry for the long email. Love you both. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Don't apologise. And I think So this person's mum is manager of the St. Christopher's charity shop in West Wickham. That's either where my brother's partner's mum works, or it's opposite there. Lynn, shout out to Lynn. But I do know there's a bit of an exchange going on because one of them does jigsaws and the other one doesn't.
Right.
Or something like that. There's some sort of swap going on. There's some sort of something that one shop does and the other one doesn't, and they will trade in that way. I assume that's above board.
Above puzzle boards. above board above games.
Games.
And that's from Molly. So thank you, Molly.
Molly, thank you. How kind.
Should we have another?
Yes, I'd like that. Dear Susie and Tom, having found your podcast earlier this year, I went right back to the very beginning and this week finished the binge.
Ooh.
It has seen me through many boring runs, rainy dog walks, and times when I have just wanted to block out life. Thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping me company. And also, Tom, I loved your book, No Shame, especially the depiction of the need for beautifully laid tables and elegant busts, which I still aspire to, though consistently fail to achieve. Don't worry, we all do. Although I'm not officially a like-minded friend, I'm definitely an ally and have many things in common with you both. I'm 42 years old and since childhood I've been told I'm too much. Flamboyant and take up too much space. I enjoy wearing statement clothes. Highlights have been playing crazy golf on Hastings seafront in a sequined backless evening gown and romping through the fields of East Sussex with my dog, Max, in what can only be described as trailing gowns. Much to the farmer's puzzlement, my secret wish is that Mr. Darcy will appear on a handsome steed in the distance, but alas, I'm more likely to be met by Fred, the 78-year-old from down the road. Still, I live in hope. My question has to do with my name. My name is Penny, but it's never felt like it is my name. And this has bothered me more and more over the years, especially in the last three, since Jack in the boxing out of the confines of my marriage and becoming determined to live a full and authentic life. My name is Penelope, and though it doesn't carry any negative connotations, I have never been called by it except by Ian, who worked in Harrods 20 years ago. New character enters the stage. And I do think it is beautiful. It doesn't work for me either. As I discovered after trying it out at a ball one night. Gosh, just constantly dressing up and going to a ball.
Oh my God, I love it.
When I was a child, I was desperate to be called Queenie. Brackets, really, that tells you everything about the precocious attention-seeking wannabe member of the aristocracy I was. And let's face it, still am. And last year, I was briefly seeing somebody who called me the Duchess. I loved it. Obviously, I can't possibly, in all seriousness, ask friends and family to call me Duchess, but do you perhaps have any other ideas for either becoming more at one with my real name or an alternative shortening that I may not have thought of? Please, yours with a flounce of the lengthiest skirt, a flutter of my fan, and all the byes. The Duchess.
Oh, the Duchess. It's good to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you, Penny. Penelope, Duchess, Queenie.
I think Pen.
I thought Pen, actually.
Like Nicola Coughlan's character in Bridgerton as Penelope, and they call her Pen.
Oh, yes, that's grand, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there's a good example then. Pen.
Pen.
I mean, I can imagine it's quite a leap to suddenly be called the Duchess.
Yes, I don't know whether people will go for that.
Well, annoyingly, I suppose, a lot of the time, nicknames, at least, are, you know, usually come about organically, don't they?
Well, yeah, and I think they have to be given to you by someone else.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Have you ever had a nickname?
Well, Eleanor calls me Mark.
Oh, yes, of course.
And sometimes Chris, but that's extended. That's Alice as well, says Chris, I think, doesn't she?
Sometimes, yeah.
Which I think came from all of them in Manchester.
Is it something to do with Nighty Night?
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I felt like it was, but I don't actually know.
Oh,
who knows?
Maybe. Oh,
why did Eleanor call you Mark?
Because she was once on the phone to somebody and she thought she was having a very deep heart-to-heart and they were at work. And in the middle of this phone call, the person went, "Thank you, Mark." Who clearly just brought something in or something and placed it in front of them. And Eleanor, I think, was slightly disconcerted.
Sure.
But this Mark suddenly part of the call.
Right, yeah,
or was in the room. And thank you, Mark. And then I think it's stuck ever since, as far as I know, anyway.
I like it. It's funny.
That's what I think. That's what I think. Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
And I think it might have extended to Jess Knappett, actually. I think, or maybe, yes. I don't know if she was part of the Mark. She sometimes gets called Mark, I think. Maybe, I don't know.
So silly.
But it's, so I don't, I mean, I just sort of joined in on it, really. But I don't know. It didn't happen with any planning.
Right. I see. Well, I like it. Maybe we'll call you that from now on.
Maybe. Feel free. Susie, of course, I sometimes call you Suzanne, don't I? Or mm-hmm. Susan. Which are neither of which are your names.
Neither of which are my names, but I don't mind them. I call you Thomas, but that's just that thing that you do when you're very close to someone where you call them by their full name because it sort of
isn't that funny? Yeah.
Makes you feel like their mum.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Who I really want to be is Irene. Yeah.
She had such a nice time with you last week.
Oh, we had such a nice time together.
She loved it. Well, good luck with that, Duchess Penn.
Duchess Penn. Duchess of the Pennines?
Oh, that's nice. I'd like that.
What about Pirate from Pirates of Penzance?
Oh, that's nice. What, you think she should change her name to Pirate?
Yes.
Not to be confused with Pyrex, of course. What is Pyrex made? I mean, it's a wonderful thing.
It's made from Pyrex.
Pyrex is just the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The glass you can heat up. When you think about it. Doesn't break. It's wild, really.
It's the future, really, isn't it?
Isn't it? Maybe we'll all be made from Pyrex in the
future. I already am.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I wondered why you had that millilitre measures.
That's why I always look shattered.
Oh, that's good. That's very good, Suze.
Thanks, babe.
Very good.
Right, we better go, Tom.
Well, we better, I suppose, yes. I'll see you tomorrow for a very exciting project, which we'll tell everyone about.
Yes, we're doing something very silly tomorrow.
Very, very silly.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
I hope so. I really hope so.
And if I don't see you through the window, well, I'll see you tomorrow. So I'll see you through the window tomorrow.
I'll see you through the week tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, wicked. Okay. All right, love. All right, everyone. Listen, what are you doing today? Just let us know.
I am working at home.
Very nice.
Just working at home. It's a bit rainy.
Yeah, it's horrid, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit horrid. But it'll keep you in. Keep me in, keep me disciplined. Oh, and I've got to sort through some boxes.
Oh.
So I'll do that. I'll do that as well.
Sounds exciting.
Pretty thrilling. What are you doing?
I'm going to come to your house and go through those boxes.
Oh, please do. Help me. Yes, come and help.
I've got two top hats, a Pyrex dish, and a plant that he's killed.
Oh, a great jumble sale.
A great jumble. Right, I'll speak to you later. I love you very much.
Love you too, Han. Okay,
bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.